The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
Final score at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. The Red Wings 4 and the Sharks 2. In front of a crowd of 19,515 screaming fans. A lot of them Sharks fans, by the way, who came out here to the Motor City to see the men in teal. And we have that at Little Caesars Arena. Time now for our instant replay. Here's how it all happened tonight here in Detroit. In the first period, the Sharks got in a little bit of penalty trouble early at 5:44 the first period when Mario Ferraro took a two-minute high-sticking penalty. That resulted in a power play opportunity for Detroit that Alex DeBrincat would convert on. Engborg Karen hit the side of the goal. Raymond's in deep in the corner, back to Sider, cross ice, and DeBrincat the drive. That's a block by Liljegren. A stick save made by Askarov, and a rebound goes off the post for the Red Wings. Somebody's lost their stick on the play. Who is it? It's the Sharks' Alex Wenberg. Red Wings move in. They score! Absolutely no chance for Askarov as the Red Wings throw it to the left circle, and all Alex DeBrincat had to do was tap at the puck, and it went into an open net as Askarov lost sight of where it was going, and the Red Wings score on the power play, and they lead 1-0. It only takes just a second if you lose track of the puck, and part of that was because Wenberg had lost his stick, so that lane was open, and therefore, right on the tape for DeBrincat for his 25th goal of the season. Lucas Raymond and also James Van Riemsdyk assisted on that play. So Alex DeBrincat getting the Red Wings off to a good start. DeBrincat has scored 30 goals in a season four times in his career, and he's on the way to getting a fifth season of that because he's at 25 right now, and the Red Wings at that point had the 1-0 lead at 6:18 of period number one. When the score was 1-0, the Sharks charged back into the offensive zone, but John Gibson, the former Anaheim Ducks starting goaltender, who is in goal tonight for Todd McLellan's team, made a pretty good stop. Raff skates out with it. He's ahead of the red line. He gets it across the line, and Misa chipped it forward in his direction, but it hit a skate or a stick and bounced back to center ice. Sharks right on it. They move in onside. Here's a lead pass for Graff. Moving in, shooting it. What a great glove save! A spectacular stop by goaltender Gibson, and we get the whistle with 10:56 to go in the first period. Score was 1-0 still in favor of Detroit at the end of that little play. But shortly after that, the Sharks would get the opportunity that they were looking for, and Will Smith would even the score. 1-0 Red Wings. Celebrini back to get it. Drops it off for Klingberg. Spots a man on the left, Regenda, at his own blue line, but Sider stepped up and deflected it back. So here's Celebrini moving left to right with speed, cutting to the middle, across the line, shoots one toward the net. That's a save. It's going toward the goal. They score. Will Smith reaching behind and poking it home, and the Sharks have tied it up 1-1. Great job by Will Smith to reach behind Gibson after that Celebrini chance was stopped by the goaltender, but it kind of trickled through him over his shoulder perhaps, and it would be Smith that would make sure it got across the goal line. Smith returning to action after missing 13 games with an upper body injury, getting his 13th goal of the season and 30th point of the year. Macklin Celebrini again assisting in the primary. John Klingberg also got an assist at 9:54 of the first period, and the game was tied 1-1. That is how the period would end. 1-1 the score. And the San Jose Sharks early in the second period would try to get it off to a good start. And they would. Here come the Sharks right back as they've made the line change. Misa's line is out there. Letty, lead pass off the defense. Score! That was off the defense and it trickles through Gibson. And the San Jose Sharks take the 2-1 lead at 1:58 of the second period. And Colin Graff, the man, is going to get credit for the goal, looks like. As that play was centered out in front, moving down the right wing into the offensive zone, it was Nick Letty who dropped it, fed it toward the front of the net, and yes, you know what? Colin Graff did get that with the backhand side of his stick in front. Boy, you just cannot doubt this guy. He has his stick in the right position. It looked like to me it went off the skate of the defense, but it didn't. It hit Graff's stick So Colin Graf is going to get credit for the goal at 1:58 of period number two, and he continues his outstanding play. He's got points in four straight. He's got goals in three straight. And Colin Graf, you could say, is on fire.
Well, he was on fire there, and he was always in position to make something happen all night long in this game against the Wings. Graf getting credit for his 14th goal of the season. You heard all of the streaks that he extended. Nick Leddy back in the lineup tonight against the team he used to play for, ended up getting one assist. And Sam Dickinson, who got his first NHL goal against the Red Wings back in November, ends up getting the second assist on the play. All of that, 1:58 of the second period. That would be as close as the Sharks would get to victory today with a 2-1 lead. But Detroit kept on coming, and they kept on pushing through the neutral zone. They kept on getting better puck possession and making it difficult for the Sharks to have any extended control of the disc themselves. At 6:55 of period number two, all of a sudden it was all even, 2-2. Intercepted by Detroit, Kasper moves by Klingberg. Gets into the zone, good back check by Misa, but in front the Red Wings score! Kasper, get it over to Comper, and no chance again for Askarov as the Sharks' defensive players on the weak side left Comper a clear lane to get in. And after Klingberg lost the puck, the Sharks' Misa looked like he got back to get control of it, but the Red Wings just barely survived, and they got it over to Comper to tie this game 2-2.
That was really a very determined play by the Red Wings, because it appeared that Misa got back and did the defensive job, another learning experience for the 18-year-old who was back in action for his 10th National Hockey League game this evening. But on that play, it would be Comper, his sixth of the season, assisted by Marco Kasper at 6:55 of the second frame to make it a 2-2 score. Then the third period began, and then another opportunity for the Red Wings to take the lead. This is the game-winning play, as it turned out. The score would be 3-2 Detroit, but not after a little bit of, I don't want to say controversy, but definitely discussion. Jacob Bernard-Docker bodied up a little by Celebrini there as they bump into each other. But Bernard-Docker sends it in deep to the Sharks zone. Now behind the net, walking out, Raymond puts it off a defense. It's loose there right in front of the goal, and they score. But the referee says no. Larkin said yes, the puck was across the goal line. Referee said blow the play dead, and as of now, there's no goal on the play. It looked like Askarov kept it out. It was sent toward the short side off the post by Larkin. And so the question is, did the Sharks defense or Larkin tip it in before the whistle? And that's what they've got to discuss. Of course, the fans here in Detroit are being given the view that makes it look like the goal was scored, but the question is, did the whistle blow or not? That's probably what they're going to talk about. Let's hear from referee Frederick Lucaille now.
After discussion with the other official, we have a goal.
So Dylan Larkin takes advantage of it. The time of this 4:41, Red Wings 3, Sharks 2.
Larkin's 24th of a season. That proved to be the game-winning goal. Lucas Raymond and James Van Riemsdyk credited with the assists, and the Sharks were playing catch-up again. They would come close a few times in the third period, but John Gibson would be there more than once, including on this opportunity.
Rasmussen dumps back behind the San Jose goal line. There's Dickinson taking it, turning away from the forecheck of Larkin. Headman pass to Foley down the right. He's got a man breaking for the net. Here it is. Eklund shoots. Stick save made there by Gibson with 5:25 remaining in the game. Oh, that's a great save by Gibson, keeping the score 3-2 Red Wings. And really a nice play by Toffoli to get that 2-on-1 started.
But unfortunately, that Eklund chance did not go in because of Gibson's solid goaltending. It kept the score 3-2, and then it came down to the final couple of minutes of the game, and the Sharks would go for broke, trying to get the extra attacker on, which they did. They had several really good chances, but unfortunately, it would go the other way.
Will Smith has a goal today. Gives to Klingberg, who holds onto it. Sends it ahead to the right wing boards. And Toffoli took it back, trying to send it back. Now it's Raymond. Lead pass, and Kasper scores! So Lucas Raymond intercepts a pass. Sends it up ice to Kasper. And the result is an empty net goal. Marco Kasper getting it. That makes the score 4-2. In favor of Detroit. And that's how it would end here at Little Caesars Arena. The final score, the Red Wings 4 and the Sharks 2. Sharks outshot the Red Wings 11-7 in the third period, but you heard
Gibson's heroics when needed. San Jose outshot by the Red Wings for the game, 25-22. Pretty close matchup in both of these meetings, but the Red Wings win them both. Back in November at SAP Center, a 3-2 shootout win for Detroit. And tonight, a 4-2 win for the Red Wings, including that empty net goal by Marco Kasper, his fourth from Lucas Raymond at 18 minutes and 28 seconds. In the game, Will Smith got back in and definitely made an impact. He scored a goal in his first game back, had several other chances, including three shots on net. Macklin Celebrini had a pretty assist. Colin Graf, an outstanding goal with that little deflection toward the net. But on the other side of the ice, a big game for Lucas Raymond as the winger had three assists. Marco Kasper, one goal, one assist. And, of course, John Gibson with some timely saves. Once again, the final score, the Red Wings 4 and the Sharks 2. That's our Sharks instant replay for you. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.